It's Loudness. I'm Jeremy Katzenstein. What does a modern pop song sound like? The word polished usually seems to come to mind. It's crisp, it's clean, and it's unmistakably loud. But recorded music wasn't always so loud. In fact, it was impossible for it to be that loud because it was filled with so much unwanted noise. That hiss you hear in the background? That was a given on old recordings. The physicality of the analog recording process, be it a needle on a wax cylinder or a tape head on a strip of magnetic tape, would imbue some degree of this type of noise into all the sounds that it captured. Combine that innate noise with the hiss and rumble of a needle on vinyl that you get while actually playing the recording, and you have a fundamentally cacophonous product from start to finish. Anyone wanting to make a recording like this louder would have had to make the noise underneath it louder too, and that wouldn't have made for a particularly pleasurable listening experience. When digital recording emerged as a viable alternative to analog methods in the late 80s and early 90s, one of its major perks was its ability to produce a significantly less noisy finished product. That absence of noise, combined with new digital signal processing techniques and the rise of the CD format, allowed for digitally recorded songs to be a whole new level of loud without distorting the music itself. However, those who pushed this new ceiling of loudness to its limit did so at the expense of dynamic range. Rather than a song having quiet and loud moments, songs created in this manner would sound uniformly loud by comparison. Perhaps the first popular release to embrace this ultra-loud approach is Oasis's 1995 album, What's the Story, Morning Glory? And if you listen closely, the whole thing kind of sounds like a muddy mess. It's as if all the instruments are constantly screaming. Everything is loud, but nothing sounds particularly defined. Instruments bleed into one another, and the drums sound too small in relationship to everything else to feel at all forceful. If loud recordings can sound this bad, what's the appeal of deliberately making recorded music as loud as possible? Well, it turns out that we actually perceive louder to be better. Basically, when a sound is quiet, only certain parts of the sound stick out to us, generally the lower and higher parts of the sound. But as a sound gets louder and louder, we perceive the middle part of the sound as more and more defined, which leads us to perceive the entire sound as more complete and more desirable. So even though Oasis's album What's the Story, Morning Glory doesn't sound particularly good, the fact that it was so much louder than anything else on the radio or on tape at the time made other music sound weak by comparison. It's this logic that's fueled what's come to be known as the Loudness Wars, an unspoken but ever-present battle in the music industry that began as early as the 1940s and 50s, with producers who found that making their records as loud as possible was a great way to stand out against competing songs on the jukebox. But because of the relatively new digital tools used to produce the album, and the extremes to which they were used, Oasis's What's the Story, Morning Glory was able to raise the stakes of the loudness wars to unprecedented heights. The album created a universe where an explosive, rip-your-face-off song, like Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, sounds sounds just as loud as, or maybe even quieter than, Oasis's whiny, acoustic, contemplative track, Champagne Supernova. They're doing so in very different ways, but both songs are essentially screaming for our attention, and weirdly enough, Champagne Supernova might be screaming louder where it counts. And that's both the beauty and the horror of loudness. Any kind of song can feel similar to any other kind of song, regardless of its actual content. It's actually frowned upon now to make albums that push loudness to the same extreme as What's the Story, Morning Glory, though that hasn't stopped some groups from doing so anyway. Listen no further than Metallica's Death Magnetic. Producers and musicians alike criticize these sorts of albums as muddy, monotonous, and responsible for inciting what's called listener fatigue, which is what happens when you listen to music that's too loud for too long. But despite its critics, What's the Story, Morning Glory's quest for loudness has nonetheless set a new standard for what a modern pop song has to sound like if it wants any chance of grabbing our attention. Visit loudnesspodcast.org for a complete playlist of all the songs featured in this episode. You'll also find links to videos and articles that outline some of the digital signal processing techniques used on Oasis's What's the Story, Morning Glory, and their repercussions in greater detail. And finally, if you like the show, make sure to subscribe on iTunes for more quick dives into music's ongoing fight for our attention.